Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 9th regarding Angelina, A-N-G-E-L-I-N-A, Patillo, P-E-T-I-L-L-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Patillo as described in the reports listed above. She is now a she is now a 52-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work in 2005. Appeared she was pulling a pallet of product and her neck popped. Appeared she went on to be diagnosed with a cervical disc herniation, treated with discectomy and fusion. Appeared since last evaluated here, she was seen by Dr. Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, in 2021. Appeared he recommended surgery to her that she declined. Appeared she's no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared she admits to previously injuring her neck in a motor vehicle accident in July 2011. Appeared she underwent a C3 fusion by Dr. Rosenblum, but did not undergo discectomy at that point. Period. New paragraph. The only additional record supplied was a report of Dr. Nguyen dated 8/17/21. Period. He noted last seeing Ms. Patillo in 2018. Period. Her symptoms had worsened since. Period. She had ongoing severe neck pain with spasming and headaches. Period. She had intermittent pain to the arms with numbness and tingling in the hands. Period. She had previous fusions from C4 through C7 by Dr. Glasstein. Period. She has had multiple anterior surgeries. Period. Upon exam, she had tenderness in the paraspinal musculature and the midline spinous processes associated with spasm. Period. Motion was limited by pain. Period. She was neurologically intact. Period. She had negative Sperlings, Hoffmans, and Lhermitte signs. Period. He also reviewed her MRI from 1/27/18. Period. He repeated X-rays of the cervical spine in the office the same day. Period. It showed prior fusion from C4 through C7. Period. She has degeneration at C3-4 above the fusion, with slight worsening compared to the prior x-rays of 2017. Period. Dr. Nguyen discussed her pursuing surgery, which would have to be posteriorly from C3 through T1. Period. Had previously recommended this in 2018. Period. Ms. Patillo again deferred undergoing surgery. Period. She was then deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper is normal. Extremities lower, she remained clothed, so there was no visualization of the lower extremities. Period. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical. Inspection revealed both right and left anterior transverse scars consistent with surgeries. Period. Active flexion and extension were to 30 degrees, comma, right rotation 30 degrees and left 45 degrees, comma, side bending right 20 degrees and left 25 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation elicited tingling. Period. She had tenderness in the midline at C3, as well as at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm. Period. There was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the right trapezius, paravertebral musculature, or the other suboccipital, interspinous, or clavicle regions. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. Thoracic, she was tender in the midline at T3 and T4. Period. Lumbosacral due to the deferred straight leg raising maneuvers. Impressions. Angelina Patillo was injured at work on 10/27/05. Period. I want Mark, probably for the most recent report, to be inserted here. Period. Shortly after being evaluated in May 2021, she saw Dr. Nguyen in August 2021. Period. He discussed extending her fusion surgery to another level or two in the neck from a posterior approach. Period. However, Ms. Patillo declined pursuing that surgery. Period. She has been able to continue in the workforce. Period. She currently has decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. There was some tenderness palpation in the absence of spasm. Period. Sputum's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. She had no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits in the upper extremities. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency are the same and will be marked in my most recent exam. To be inserted. End.